Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking some Admirals hockey as the Milwaukee Admirals continue on with their season. We had a great time a couple of weeks ago. We stopped down on Friday night and had a chance to catch the post-game concert with Styx. We watched the game, although Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, not a great team, but they put it on the Admirals that night. And the proud new papa, by the way, who in the morning was, becoming a dad, and then later that evening was broadcasting hockey. Joining us now, Aaron Sims, the voice of the Milwaukee Admirals. How you doing, Dad?
Hi, Bill. Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you got permission from the wife, or are you now living in a different location?
No. Everything is cool. So, yeah, it's been... There might be a few more feedings that I'm involved with than I was in the first time around, but everything is cool. So,
that is wonderful.
It's been good. Yeah, it's been really good. We're very lucky.
I was going to say, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So congratulations on that. The team itself, still hanging in there, playing some good hockey. That night, though, we were there, it was kind of ugly hockey. It looked like their goalie was moving in slow motion.
It's been frustrating. It's kind of one step up, one step back lately. One step up, one step back. Just finished a trip to Winnipeg and split up there. A high-scoring game, a 6-5 game on Sunday, and a 3-2 game yesterday. And they're still trying to work out some kinks. There have been a ton of new faces come in lately, and good players too, especially at this level, and guys who have some NHL experience too, and skilled players and all of these things that the Admirals need, and they're hoping that these players can come in and gel before the trade deadline, which is February 25th in the NHL, try to gel as early as possible and make a strong run. They're still in the mix. You know, when the Admirals were going really bad, they just had a 6-game losing streak. When they were going poorly, everybody else was going poorly. So nobody is really separated, at least from the top four and the bottom four. There's still 1, 2, and 3 might be pulling away a little bit at the moment, but a 2-3 game winning streak, and it's all head-to-head games, a 2-3 game winning streak you could put right back into the mix for first, second, or third in this division. So the Admirals have been a bit fortunate in that regard, but at the same time, I think they think they're getting a lot closer to being a good team. A
couple of games coming up against Cleveland. Talk about that.
Well, Cleveland is a team that has had the Admirals' number a little bit over the years. They're a tough team. Going into Cleveland is a tough place to play. And the reason, you hear that cliche and all of that stuff. They draw well. The ice is not great. It's the only visit that the Admirals make this season since Cleveland moved out of the Milwaukee division with the addition of a team out west. So Cleveland is now in the East, so the Admirals don't see Cleveland that often anymore. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting to see how the Admirals handle these two games, because these are some of the few games that are not four-point games, meaning you're not playing somebody from your own division. So the Admirals need to accumulate as many points as possible. These are games that they're just two. They're not gating on anybody necessarily by knocking Cleveland down. They need these wins. They need to play better, play good hockey. They need to play 60 minutes, every cliche that you can throw in there. They need to do that here against Cleveland.
So I'm looking at the standings right now. Obviously, Grand Rapids is having a pretty solid season, but when you look, it's not like things are, you were talking about, it's not like things are drastically separating the top to the bottom. I mean, it's pretty amazing, actually, when you look. I mean, San Antonio, 24 and 23, but they're only 6 games back. It's not like they're that far back in the standings, or 7 games back. Milwaukee's right there, caught up in the middle. So give me the outside chance of this team making it to the postseason.
Well, right now they're a bit on the outside looking in, but and part of that is, dude, they just had a 9-game homestand, longest in franchise history, 9-game homestand, and they only won 2 of the games. They lost in overtime in 3. It would have helped a great deal to at least go 5-4 in those, obviously. The Admirals need to, it's simple. They just need to put some wins together. They need to gel a little bit more. I think they are more and more comfortable with the lineup that they have put out every night, and I'd like to think that they'll be able to put something together. Now, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with the trade deadline. Nashville doesn't have a lot of prospects, and the parent club is in buy mode. So it might be futures. It might be draft picks. Maybe there's a player on the Milwaukee roster currently, specifically Ellie Tolvin, and his name has been thrown out there in trade rumors. But the Admirals don't necessarily think that they will lose players coming the trade deadline. The teams in front of them could very well lose some players before the trade deadline. There are some interesting pieces in the minors playing for the farm clubs of the parents. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because it can change. It can all change in another couple of weeks here, depending on how the trades go.
Grosnick, talk a little bit about Troy. Had a bad game that we saw. I've been to a couple of them. I mean, because he's been, like, you know, 100% on or 100% off.
Yeah.
I've seen him on more than off, but nevertheless, that night just looked like he was moving in slow motion.
All-star this year. You know, he's a local guy. I'm going to be interested to see, because I haven't talked to him since yesterday. He left the game less than 2 minutes in yesterday with an apparent injury, so hopefully everything is okay there. But I mean, he's the first Milwaukee native to play for the team in their history, and it's awesome to have him. He's a great face for the franchise. He's a great representative of the city, and he's a great ambassador for the city. He's great to have on a team where there's so many guys that come in and they have no idea where they're going or anything like that. It's great to have a guy like Troy Grosnick be able to show them around, not just, you know, the two or three places around the area. He shows them everywhere. So it's been awesome to have him here.
I want to talk a little bit about the NHL, too, as well, because right now in the NHL, I mean, obviously there's a lot of Blackhawks fans. You got a lot of Nashville fans because of the Predators and because of the affiliation. You got some Red Wing fans that are out there. Tampa Bay seems to be playing lights out, and they ended up getting knocked off by Chicago yesterday. But talk a little bit about the NHL and more so maybe some of the kind of the related teams through the area.
Well, the Blackhawks are one of the more interesting teams to me, because they fired a Hall of Fame coach at the beginning of the season and replaced him with a 33-year-old guy named Jeremy Colleton, who has seemed to touch base with these guys a little more. They've made some interesting trades, namely the one where they traded Verona, Wisconsin native Nick Schmaltz, to Arizona for Dylan Strome. It was just 4 years ago that Strome led an Erie team in scoring, and that was a team that had Connor McDavid and Alex DeBrincat, you know, a couple of guys that have put up nice numbers in the NHL. Dylan Strome kind of hadn't really done anything in Arizona for the first couple of years of his career, so he gets involved in a trade, and he looks like that's been a very shrewd move by Stan Bowman in Chicago. And Chicago needs to pick up its to reload its prospects and get younger and add some of those players. And with a DeBrincat and with a Dylan Secura, and they're starting to do that. They need to add some guys defensively, but Chicago is an interesting team, and they may have found their next goalie in Colin Delia, who last year only won 1 out of 10 games in double-A hockey, and now he's starting in the NHL. I mean, that's been really a really, really cool story. St. Louis is coming out of nowhere. Well, I shouldn't say out of nowhere. They were one of the more disappointing teams in the NHL. They fire their coach. Craig Berube comes in. He was a former coach in Chicago for the Wolves in the American Hockey League. They pick up a goalie who named Jordan Binnington, who has been in their minor league system for years, and he had been passed by for everybody. All of a sudden, he comes in, and it seems like he's shutting everybody out every single game. So St. Louis is one to watch. There's a lot of cool stories going on. The Predators, obviously, with a tie to Milwaukee, and do they have enough to make it into the second round of the playoffs? And what kind of trades it is known that they will be buyers, and they are looking for a deal to make a deal. And it's going to be interesting to see what Nashville does, because I think from the teams I have seen this year, the road to the Stanley Cup goes through. I think Winnipeg is the class of the West. And Winnipeg is just so talented, and Kevin Cheveldayoff is a former Chicago Wolves GM and Chicago Blackhawks assistant general manager. Both he and David Poile in Nashville, they'll make any trade that they need to, and it's going to be really interesting to see who jumps in first and who can, because I think, like I said, I think Winnipeg is the team to beat. Nashville needs to figure out a way to beat Winnipeg and then take their chances from there.
Last I checked, going back to what happened last season, the Vegas Golden Knights, I mean, they kind of shocked the world by doing what they did, and they were legit, and they're proving it again this year because, if correct me if I'm wrong, they're the top five in the Western Conference, but they're one of only six teams that I was reading the goal differentials. There's only six teams that are positive, that are in the green.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is astounding to me.
It's unbelievable, and that shows in the Western Conference how down the Western Conference is. There's certainly a couple of teams near the top. I think Winnipeg is the best team in the Western Conference, but there's a lot of, I hate to throw the word parity around because that's kind of what it is. You ended up with a lot of teams, not Vegas necessarily, but some others that they've had to spend money to keep some guys, and so they have lesser players in roles that they are not necessarily accustomed to or have dealt with injuries. Like in Nashville's case, they didn't deal with any injuries hardly at all last season. This year they've been hammered by injuries, specifically to former Badger Kyle Turris. But, yeah, it is a weird stat. It is a weird stat to think that a lot of these teams in hockey, there's a lot of over 500 teams because you get a point for the overtime loss. So a lot of over 500 teams, but only a handful that have a positive goal differential. And that says a lot, specifically for Vegas. It says a lot about Marc-Andre Fleury and the workload he has had. Vegas is a team, too, that if Malcolm Subban can be the backup goaltender and spell Fleury a little bit down the stretch, he's played the last two games for them, then that's going to help Fleury, because I think they have to be concerned that Fleury would be overworked come the playoffs. And maybe not give them everything they need, especially if a couple series go seven games.
Great to talk to you, my friend, and we will chat again soon as the postseason creeps even nearer, okay?
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Bill. Talk to you later. There you go. That is Aaron Sims, voice of the Milwaukee Admirals, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.